The Weird Sisters is a theater project in Atlanta helmed exclusively by women, working together to elevate the role of women in Atlanta theater and bring new work to the stage. Their current production is opening this week at the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville, just north of Atlanta, and WABE's Mike John spoke with those involved and has this story.
There is kind of a revolution going on in the American theater community right now.
This is the Weird Sisters Theater Project co-founder Veronica Durr. The project is comprised of five women and is based out of Atlanta's Shakespeare Tavern.
And it's funny because it happens just about every 20 years. They go like, hey, women aren't getting a whole lot of work. We should do something about this. So one of the major goals was to employ as many women as possible into power positions, meaning that the producers are females, the directors are females. We try to do plays written by females.
Producer Jacqueline Hoffman tells me her involvement came from a desire to work with more women. She says she and Weird Sisters producer Kelly Chris rarely got to do shows together working at the Shakespeare Tavern. There just aren't as many female roles, Hoffman says, so we decided why not make it happen ourselves. And it may not be the universal experience of female actors in Atlanta, but Veronica Durr says that in her decade-plus career here,
I've been lucky to be directed by a woman maybe three times in 10 years.
The Weird Sisters' current project is, okay, just so I don't get it completely wrong, the title of this show is
yes. The play is called Emily, La Marquise du Châtelet Defends Her Life Tonight.
And this is the playwright behind that title, Lauren Gunderson. Emily is a real historical figure, a mathematician, physicist, and writer during the Enlightenment. She's known for her translation and commentary on Isaac Newton's Principia Mathematica. That's the book where Newton put forward his laws of motion and gravity. That translation, published after her death, is still used in France today.
She is a fascinating woman. When I think of her, I think of a woman who would fit really well in modern times. Whatever she wanted to do or thought she could do, she tried and usually succeeded at.
She went years where people denounced her and refuted her work.
Veronica Durr is also playing Emily in the show.
Every woman should know who this woman was. She changed the face of science.
She just kind of both epitomized the era and defied it, being a woman. So I feel like she needed a raucous play to deserve her true story.
And the Weird Sisters have obliged that raucousness, promising a costumed comedy and drama closer to Lady Gaga than Masterpiece Theater, as Emily looks back at her life and her work and ponders out those existential questions. What did it all mean? Did my life amount to anything?
This is a play about a physicist. So in this way, this play is almost like Emily's, the experiment of Emily's life, where she tries to quantify what her life meant.
That theme of self-examination and aspiring to worthy goals hews close to the Weird Sisters' mission. Again, Veronica Durr.
I wonder that all the time because this means so much to me. I will always audition. I'll always do other projects. But at this point now, I would like to now build something that is mine.
Now, earlier I mentioned that the project is based out of the Shakespeare Tavern. That connection to Shakespeare is apt. Playwright Lauren Gunderson draws an important distinction that highlights why the Weird Sisters' work is necessary.
I think what we've come across in the last couple decades, well, the last couple hundred years, if you if you're really paying attention to women in theater, is that Hamlet is not a play about a man. It's a play about everyone. But plays with female leads are often female plays. And what we're trying to do is to say the story of Emily du Châtelet is everyone's. And it is a play that can be funny and sexy and brassy and curious and profoundly moving, no matter what gender you are.
The Weird Sisters Theater Project's production of Emily opens at the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville tomorrow night and runs through August 25th. For more information, visit our website, wabe.org/citycafe.